This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. We will take your calls about what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts, kicking off here the third hour of the Live Saturday edition. Of course, live throughout the holidays, as we tend to do here on Free Talk Live. Just real quick, we did have Helen on the line in the last hour, and she had asked, you know, there's all these distracting news stories out there, this sort of fluff news, if you will. From what is it distracting us, was her question. We didn't really have a chance to answer it. She did drop off the line, but I still felt like we should answer the question.
Well, I guess there's two different. You interpreted it as we are being distracted from something, and like there's an issue that we should be paying attention to. I would agree. There's all kinds of issues we should be paying attention to that are more important than probably the news stories that we're paying attention to today. However, the suggestion that we're being distracted is somewhat conspiratorial in the sense that the media and the government collude together. Mm. And I don't know that they do. I think the media may serve the people, and the people's interests are vapid.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I mean, I understand the conspiracy that the mainstream media is owned by just a few corporations, you know, Time Warner or whoever it is. I guess Time Warner is getting rid of the Warner part or something like that. There's some kind of split going on there. But, like, you know, there's a flow chart that somebody made where it shows all of the different media brands and then, like, who owns them and who owns them and on up to the sort of the top of the pyramid. And there's no doubt that that most of the major media companies are in the hands of a very few people. So I think that, you know, you could make the argument conspiratorially that the folks who are running these media organizations do have certain interests that they share with the state. I mean, they do go to the Bilderberg meetings or whatever. Like, you'll see somebody like the top politicians mingling with people like Rupert Murdoch or whatever. So, you know, I think there might be something to that, in that these mainstream media organizations don't want to hold the politicians' feet to the fire too bad. Every now and then you'll see them do it. But for the most part,
they'll pile on. You know, if something's happening, they'll pile on.
If there's, like, some sort of scandal, like some politician slept with somebody's wife or whatever.
Take a look at Donald Trump, though. They're not giving this guy a break. I'm not asking for him to have a break. I think it's a frightening thing when I, as a Republican, find the Republicans to be more dangerous candidates. Nonetheless, the media is going after that guy mercilessly.
Well, someone who is a conspiracy theorist could say that that's part of the plot. Like, the media is on the side of the existing status quo.
And I just don't believe it.
And Trump is somehow a danger to that.
Yeah. Well, you know, being in the media, I guess I have yet to get my memo.
But right, we are the counter
to the argument,
right?
I've been doing this for 12 years, and I'm telling you, maybe we're that inconsequential on 160 stations, but we have never, to the best of my knowledge, I certainly have never, I don't know about you, Ian, but they've never felt me out. They've never been like, you know, what do you think it would take for you to just shut up about this thing or that thing? Hey, we are not very kind to the government here. And politicians, they can't even get on the show. If you're a politician, the best you can do is call in and get your issue out, and we may hang up on you. We don't know. This is a show for people, not politicians.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. I mean, that is the best counter argument, is that, you know, and that's usually what we'll bring up to somebody who calls in with this media conspiracy idea is, well, what about Free Talk Live? I mean, if there's this grand conspiracy, how is it that a show with basically two voluntarists on it, people who don't believe in the coercive state at all, how can a show like that is incredibly counter to the interests of the government, How can that get on 160 radio stations? I mean, you'd think that some sort of crackdown would come against it, and that hasn't happened. So I think that's some evidence against the grand media conspiracy and some evidence that we still do have some level of media freedom today. But, of course, Free Talk Live is like nothing compared to, let's say, Adam Carolla or some other podcasts like a comedy show. Because people much more want to laugh than they do want to hear serious issues about things that are going wrong in their world. And you can't blame anyone for that. And like you're saying, that's maybe the media is just playing to what people want. It's the old chicken or the egg thing. Is the media giving people this because it's their plot, or is it this what people actually want?
Go look at the videos on YouTube. This is my answer to it. Go look at the top videos on YouTube and tell me of the social substance that are contained within those videos. Because I'd be willing to wager inside of the top 10 videos, there is little to nothing that can be quantified as social substance.
Well, in the Gangnam Style video, which is, I believe, the number one video on YouTube, Gangnam is an area in South Korea, from what I understand, a more wealthy kind of area. So there's some sort of social commentary in Gangnam Style about being rich and powerful. Or
I think that the
but it gets lost among all the dancing of Hyuna and the other people.
The guy who does that video, Sai, he was willing to, I don't know, he had some issue with the American occupation of South Korea at some point. I think it was after a tank ran over a kid.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. First up, it's Rudy listening in Norfolk to WNIS. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, good evening, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I keep hearing about the Bitcoin. I was wondering what's the Bitcoin worth and how do you get them. But my main thing, I was listening to the guy about the GI Bill. When I got out of the Marine Corps back in the mid-70s, I was supposed to get like $400 a month, probably by the government under the GI Bill, but I could only make $1,900 a year to qualify.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. It broke down to like $150 a month to live, you know, to earn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was. So I never got a chance to use my education.
Unbelievable.
I had to go to work.
Thanks for sharing that story. So let's talk about the Bitcoin questions. You have some very basic questions. How much is a Bitcoin worth, and how do you get one, or how do you get Bitcoin?
Right.
Okay, so a Bitcoin is it's very, very divisible. I believe that there's 100 million what they call satoshis in a Bitcoin. So
there's 8 decimal points.
Yeah, you don't have to buy a full Bitcoin to get a Bitcoin. In the same way, you don't have to buy a pound of gold to get to have a gram of gold.
Right.
But I'd say Bitcoins are worth about $350
today.
Yeah. And they don't exist in reality, right? They only exist online. But they've been around for 6 or 7 years. And at that point, nobody's been able to hack them or anything like that.
That's one of the reasons why they're worth $300, $350 per
right.
Bitcoin. They're
so you
incredibly
could
secure.
You could put a Bitcoin away in a secure location on the Internet. It's you'd probably need a little help with that. But I believe we have some help there's a lot of help at Bitcoin.com.
Yep, that's a good site.
You can just go there and find that out. And that'll show you where to buy them and, how to store them and a variety of other things.
So there are a few different ways to get Bitcoin. You have to have a Bitcoin wallet, and the Bitcoin wallet software is all free. Do you have a smartphone, Rudy?
I used to. No, right now I have a not-so-smartphone.
Okay. It's not required to have a smartphone to have Bitcoin. It just makes it a little bit easier if you want to, go to a store and pay for something with Bitcoin. Smartphones are very helpful for that. But you can still use Bitcoin online from your desktop or laptop computer. So when you get on your computer, you can go to blockchain.info. I would say that's probably the easiest way for someone to start on the Internet who does not have a smartphone, to go to blockchain.info.
I like my blockchain account.
Yeah, blockchain.info. I don't like their app for Android. I think it's a broken app.
They're working on it.
Their app for iPhone. I see no evidence that they're working on it. Yeah. It has not been improved in a year. But Blockchain's online app is great. It's super easy to use. It's easy to sign up for. Coinbase is also very good. They've been doing good work over there. And Coinbase will actually allow you to tie into your bank account. which, you know, it requires some personally identifying information, whereas with blockchain, you don't have to give them much personally identifying information at all to open an account. And so there's a few different ways to get it. Coinbase will, you can pay like 1% and they'll extract money right from your bank account. You can go to Bitcoin vending machines. If you go to Coin ATM Radar, that will show you Bitcoin vending machines that are in physical reality that you can go to, stick money into, stick cash into, and then it vends out onto your smartphone. But I would recommend Bitcoin.com to start and learn more. And Rudy, thanks for the call and the interest. We appreciate it. Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we've got audio from Photography Is Not a Crime's Carlos Miller on the streets of Baltimore being confronted by Department of Corrections officers demanding he turn off his video camera. Great example of how to stand up to these people. Carlos is really good at that, so we'll play that for you, because we were talking about rights earlier, and rights mean something, to me at least, and hopefully they do to you as well. But the question is, are you willing to actually stand up for them? Because if you don't, well, then you can't really expect to keep them. So we'll get into that when we get the chance. Your calls, though, come first. And also, Mark, coming up in February in Acapulco, it's the return of Anarchapulco.
Right. It was a really great event. I went last year. I guess it's going on the same day as Liberty Forum this year.
Choices, choices.
Indeed. It is the first and largest anarcho-capitalist conference. Speakers include Jeffrey Tucker, Doug Casey, Luke Rutkowski, Adam Kokesh.
Rutkowski.
Rutkowski?
Yep.
Thank you. Larkin Rose, Roger Veer. The list goes on and on and on. If you care about Bitcoin, freedom.
Yeah.
Finding more freedom in your life.
Roger Veer's Bitcoin Jesus. He can't come to the United States.
No, they've kicked him out. You know? Yep. It's crazy. Anyway, it's going on February the 19th through the 21st at the Acapulco Grand Hotel in Acapulco. I went last year. It was great. Fantastic. You will enjoy yourself thoroughly. Anarchapulco.com. Anarchapulco.com.
All right. So Bitcoin, just a real quick, just in addition to what our last caller had said, he had asked how much one is worth right now, about $350 per Bitcoin, and where one can get one. And there are different ways to get a Bitcoin. You can do it through online services like Coinbase. You can do it also in reality by going to like a Bitcoin vending machine. We actually have one here in Keene, New Hampshire, that is sadly the only one in all of New England at the moment.
Is that so?
Including upstate New York.
There's one in MIT.
There is one apparently, but it's like shut down. If you go to there's a website called CoinATMRadar, I think it's .com.
Okay.
And even though I don't call this an ATM, that's what the website's called. They list ATMs and Bitcoin vending machines all around the world. So that's a global site. If you are anywhere in the world and you want to know where your nearest Bitcoin vending machine or Bitcoin ATM is, that's the site to go to. The guy who runs that site is like Johnny on the spot as far as updates. If I ever need to send him like just the smallest update, because it's in a store like a retail store. So if the retail store changes its hours, I send the guy an email. He gets back to me within an hour. He's like, oh, I've updated the site. So it's like really good site. Anyway, they list four in the Boston area, but every single one of them has comments because you can leave your user experience on, you know, if you actually went there, what was it like, how'd it go? And the comments are all, this is turned off. And so we actually have people, it's either gone or it's turned off.
I see.
And so we actually have people coming to Keene, New Hampshire from Boston, which is a 2-hour one-way drive, so 4 hours round trip, just to purchase Bitcoin. So we know that, I mean, obviously if they were working in Boston, they wouldn't be driving to Keene. So we're hopefully going to be seeing more coming up here in New Hampshire, I would say in early 2016. So New Hampshire may be like the Bitcoin dominant state here in the Northeast, but plenty of bigger cities have a bunch of these things. So, you know, Montreal, New York City, big cities do have multiple Bitcoin vending machines. Typically, if you get outside of the big cities, your chances are less, but that's an easy way. I would have to say that's probably one of the easiest ways to do it if you have one of those nearby. Otherwise, you can trade for them. There are people who are willing to actually sell you Bitcoins. There's a site called Local Bitcoin. That will, unless you're in New York, local Bitcoin will work for you. Unfortunately, in New York, there have been some Bitcoin crackdowns, if you will. They have this thing called the Bit License that they want people to get who are doing Bitcoin exchange kind of business. And so that basically local Bitcoin said, yeah, we're not going to do business in New York anymore. So they've pulled out.
A lot of businesses have pulled out of New York that were Bitcoin-oriented. The Empire State doesn't seem to really want free people to be able to do business in this particular international digital currency.
And that's why New York's upstate used to have a couple Bitcoin vending machines, but they're both gone. So there was one in Albany and there was another in Buffalo. They're both gone now.
Sure. Freedom left New York a long time ago.
Yeah, if you love liberty and you love Bitcoin, then you probably should get out of New York and get to New Hampshire as quickly as you possibly can and go to the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Another way to get Bitcoin is to get paid in Bitcoin. So do some work and have the person for whom you are doing the work pay you with Bitcoin. know, if you get your Bitcoin wallet set up, you can do that. So there's a lot of different ways to get it, and Bitcoin.com, I think, goes over it. But essentially what a Bitcoin is it's programming. It's a computer program that was released to the world back in 2009 that essentially created this alternative currency that is decentralized, meaning that it's not issued by some bank or a government. It's decentralized, meaning that there are nodes all around the world that create this Bitcoin
network. No one owns, no one controls the Bitcoin protocol.
The users sort of overall control it in that they can make decisions. Like the programmers, there's a certain core team of engineers that is programming Bitcoin, and they have a consensus-based model that they're working on. And there's actually a division among some of the main Bitcoin programmers right now about the future of Bitcoin and how that's going to all play out without getting into the details.
To say that they have control would be fallacious because if they had control, they would have changed it, right? There wouldn't be a disagreement.
There's not one person who has control. I guess that's the best way to say it.
There are some people that say, hey, here's a new way we can do things. If you like the new way we can do things, that we're doing things, then you may opt into it.
Right.
So this is what they call a fork. And at a fork, there are two programs that go two different directions.
That's correct.
No one controls Bitcoin.
That's true.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. You're making it sound like, oh, yeah, it turns out there's a bunch of programmers behind the...
Well,
the,
you know, I mean, they are programming it.
There are people that are programming.
What can happen is someone can program...
Someone's
writing that code, Mark, so by definition, whoever's coding the program is in control of the program. But anybody else can program a competing Bitcoin, if you will, but that gets a little complicated. And there are these alternatives to Bitcoin that are out there, but are nowhere near as popular as Bitcoin. So there is sort of this open marketplace in...
What I like to think of Bitcoin as is everybody. Most people have played some kind of online game and gotten, you know, when you play the game, you win little gold coins or whatever, so you can purchase upgrades inside the game. Mm-hmm. These kind of things, you know, they're used as points or whatever.
Bitcoin, those are almost always backed by dollars. Those points.
No, I don't mean you buy upgrades in the game. I'm just talking about, you know, you kill a monster, you get, you know, 200 coins, you can buy a better sword to kill bigger monsters. Those kind of things.
Okay.
You know, but Bitcoin is essentially. It's those coins for the whole internet. You're able to buy and sell things online with Bitcoin, and it's really made for the new millennium. One of the reasons there's so many problems with credit cards being stolen, the numbers and the information, is this is the 1970s or early 50s technology that is pounding that square peg into a round hole of the internet. You obviously can't use, you know, paper dollars on the internet. You barely can use credit cards on the internet. Bitcoins are native to the internet. And yes, since you carry the internet around in your pocket, you can do business in the real world with them, but they're a native internet currency.
One thing is you don't need to know about Bitcoin is the ins and outs of exactly how it works, because you can dig down into that and get as detailed as you want. Like,
sure.
Bitcoin is its whole...
You don't know
how
the U.S. dollar works.
Right. Bitcoin is a whole universe, and you can take it as lightly as you want or get into it as deeply as you want. The lightest version is to just download a wallet for your smartphone.
Bitcoin's coming, though. There's no...
it's here.
Dig your heels into the sand.
You download the wallet for your smartphone and get some Bitcoin and spend it. That's the easiest way to do Bitcoin. And if you want to get more advanced, there's mining and, you know, the programming aspect of it. So 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here. You can dial in toll free and join us. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. We've also got our website where you can go get interactive. You can actually create the content there. It's redesigned, by the way, brand new site for 2015. We just launched it in, I think it was October. So brand new. Go and check it out. If you haven't been for a while, I hope you'll like it. freetalklive.com, and you can actually create the content there on the front page. So if you've got some show topic that you think we should be discussing, you can submit it there via our Reddit-based system, and then it'll pop up on the page, and then other listeners can vote on it, vote it up or down. And I guess, is it... So Reddit does these Ask Me Anythings, Mark, and we've been invited to do one of those. Is it appropriate to promote that publicly, or is that something that should only be promoted just for the people of that one subreddit?
I don't know why it would be inappropriate.
Okay, I don't know what the rules are of the Ask Me Anythings. I've done one before. I think I did it on the anarcho-capitalist group there. This one's going to be on Libertarian Meme, and it's going to be Wednesday. So Mark and myself will be participating in this Ask Me Anything, as they're called. And the group is named Libertarian Meme, all one word, on Reddit. So if you want to participate in that, that's where we'll be on Wednesday starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And I guess it goes all day or something like that.
Sure.
That's my understanding. So there you go. That's coming up this Wednesday. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll go first to Mark, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to my telephone. Oh, camcorder. Is it illegal to, this is an entrepreneur idea for somebody out there that wants to pursue this, would it be illegal to show up, say a cop's got someone pulled over, and you pull over in front of them so you're out of the way of the vehicles and that, because the cop is protecting the car in front of him with his lights and so forth. So you pull out in front, you get out of your car at your camcorder, you come on out there, you introduce yourself, you ask the police officer for his name and badge number, and then you explain to him and the driver that you're there for both of their safety or what have you, to make sure everything is done in a proper manner. And basically what you're doing is you're policing the police, but also helping the other person out with their rights and stepping in. And I imagine that's something could probably even be brought up to a level of actually helping out a police department. I bet just someone could put something together and represent the police department doing that and just popping up at these spots while they're stopping people to clean out the bad cops that are out there. And then you could also possibly even offer your services to represent the person that's in the car for maybe, let's say, $50 or something on the spot, a little credit card machine and so forth. And say,
are you an attorney?
I was thinking that as well, too, that could even be an opportunity for, and I've done door-to-door soliciting before, so you could obviously run a charge right there, right on the spot. And then speak for the, an attorney, what do they call that, a power of attorney for that person in the car. And that way, when the police officer asks some questions about looking in the car and searching, most people don't have a clue. Heck, I don't have a clue. And that person obviously will be trained and answer, oh, sorry, officer, you can't ask that question. Boom.
So you've asked a really good question here. Is it legal to stop on the road and video record and specifically talk to the police who are trying to pull someone else over or who have pulled someone else over and talk to that individual? I'm not an attorney. This is not legal advice. This is my suggestions, my experience, based on having done this a number of times as a part of the organization known as Cop Block. So what I'd first recommend is that you go to copblock.org. Copblock.org is a police accountability website that encourages people to hold the police accountable. The answer to your question, though, from my experience, is it depends. It depends on who you're dealing with. So if you're dealing with some sort of rogue cop, or a cop that's having a bad day, then there's a good chance that cop could find something illegal about you and concoct some sort of excuse to arrest you and get you out of their hair. That is a very realistic possibility of doing something like this. The officer,
yeah, it might not be illegal, but it is certainly weird, right? Yeah. Like, it's unusual.
For most police, it will be an unusual experience. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, the cops are very used to this, so it's like no big deal whatsoever to record the police. In a lot of places, the police will let you record, but they'll want you to stay a certain distance away. So they love to give orders to people. They love to say, you can get behind that telephone pole over there, or just come up with some arbitrary distance and then tell you to go to that arbitrary distance. And if you don't go to the arbitrary distance, they'll arrest you for disorderly conduct, and there's a good chance that those charges will stick and that, you know, you'll actually end up getting found guilty of that. So
okay,
this...
Now, there's got to be something out, or can we actually pass something through to use as a precedence or something like that, the state, so that a cop cannot do that to a citizen, keep somebody away from helping somebody else against the cop in
so,
terms of legality advice, legal advice.
Okay, so when they're giving you those orders to stay away, it's usually when you're getting too close to the cop. I don't think you're going to be as likely to be targeted for this, but you still can be targeted. So there's no safe interaction generally with the police. If you're going to go out there and engage in cop blocking, which is the best term for this, cop blocking would be where you're inserting yourself into a situation, either with words or physically, by getting near to the person that the cop is going after. In order to do that, you're putting yourself at risk. So you have to understand you're always at risk. Even if it's illegal what the cops do, like let's say they were in the wrong by arresting you. Let's say the cop says you've got to get 100 feet away, and that's a ridiculous order, and it's, you know, by no means is that legal. Even if later on the case gets thrown out and you're victorious, they've still wasted your time. They've managed to arrest you. They've taken you off the scene. They've hassled you. They've made your life difficult. So they can always make your life difficult if that's something that they want to do, which is one of the reasons why doing what you're suggesting in groups is a much smarter move. So just Mark and Greenwood going out and doing it alone, that's going to likely result in somebody targeting you at some point. Some cop is going to decide to come after you. But if you're there with three other people or two other people, that's going to increase the likelihood that they're going to leave you alone, especially if each one of you has a video camera, and especially if one of you is live streaming to the internet during that time frame. But I'll give you an example of, like, a classic example, one of my favorites, of getting involved in a situation that I witnessed. I was down in the college neighborhood here in Keene, New Hampshire, engaging in outreach to the students and also cop blocking. But, you know, if there's no cops around that are doing something immediately, then I'm just doing outreach and handing out Know Your Rights information. Well, the cops pull somebody over on the main drag there through the college neighborhood. And so I walk up to this guy's car window, and I've done this a multitude of times. But again, I'm in New Hampshire, and I'm in Keene, where we've been doing this stuff for years. So it's, you know, it's sort of a normal thing here, whereas if it's the first time you do it in Greenwood, your mileage may vary. So I mean, I'm able to walk up to somebody's passenger side window or driver's side window and say, I'll usually say something like, hey, I'm here, I got this video camera, do you mind if I keep an eye on this? Because sometimes people don't actually want you there. Sometimes it's embarrassing to them to be recorded on the side of the road being pulled over, and if that's the case, then I'll just, you know, I won't record, and I'll respect that person's wishes, unless the cops get violent and then I have to record. I feel obligated to at that point. But I'll go up to the person. I'll say, hey, look, here's, you know, I'll hold out one of my information cards about knowing your rights. I'll offer them information about their rights, and I'll let them know that I'm here to record. If that's okay, I'll continue recording. And sometimes they'll say yes. They'll take the card, and they'll take a look at it while the police officer is running their driver's license. So it gives them a little bit of time to actually review their rights right there during the stop. One time, I actually got into the guy's car with him during the police stop. And I forget what I said. To, like, he was definitely interested in knowing his rights. And I said, well, I can get in with you if you want. And I popped the door open and got into the car and kept recording.
You're crazy.
It was a pretty classic move. And I think in a lot of places, you'll probably get charged with interfering with police business or something like that for doing that. So, again, your mileage may vary, but in theory, you should be able to do it.
Now, couldn't if the cop is going to give you trouble after that or so forth, so long you're not breaking the law, can't you come back with harassment charges?
It's not as easy
apparently
as...
Apparently you think the judicial system works.
I'm sorry.
This is a justification system for law enforcement as it exists today.
I'd love to see the police get countersued in a lot of these cases, but generally you can't sue the police or any government agency. They have things called immunity from prosecution like that or civil suits. So there's really not much you can do back to them, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try these things. Go check out copblock.org and find a local group.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You may join us toll-free here in these remaining moments. We've got enough time for you. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget to support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. We now accept Bitcoin. For the first time starting this week, we've begun accepting Bitcoin. I'm super excited about it. We've already gotten our first couple few Bitcoin amplifiers.
Sweet.
Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use Bitcoin now. You can still use credit card as well and PayPal. So amp.freetalklive.com is a great way to get behind the show and help us spread the message of liberty and freedom and holding the police accountable. That's one of the things we talk about relatively often here on Free Talk Live. Of course, I'm also a big fan of the folks over at Cop Block. In fact, Pete Ayer, the founder of Cop Block, is going to be coming back to Keene, New Hampshire. He was in Mexico for, well, I think well over a year. And I think he just kind of wanted to take it easy for a while and kind of, I don't know, get away from things. And I'm sure he enjoyed himself down there with his girlfriend, or I guess life partner, Amanda. They had a ceremony. So they're coming back together, which is great. And they'll be back here in the Keene area again. And it'll be great to go back out in the streets with Pete, the founder of Cop Block.
I appreciate that anybody might call, apply whatever title they wish to their significant other. But, like, you know, terms like significant other, for instance,
yeah,
it's really complicated for a sort of old-fashioned guy like me. I'd like, you know, like, I get it. Girlfriend, wife. I get the sort of the progression from there. You know, friend, girlfriend, wife. I understand the progression.
Can you call it a wife, though, if they didn't have a marriage?
You can call it if that's what they decide to call it.
I guess I see what you're saying there. Anyway, I posted the video I mentioned previously of me getting in a person whom I did not know got into their got into that guy's car when they were pulled over by the police here in Keene, New Hampshire, to help hold the police accountable. And you can see that whole thing. Just go to I posted it on our Facebook and Twitter. If you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, you will see that there. So if you're curious as to exactly what that's like when that happens in Keene, because it did. Anyway, you can do that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Rick in California listening to KGOE in Eureka. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Welcome, sir.
Yeah. I'm not used to this, but I feel like I got to say something about it, you know.
All right.
Sometimes when I get into this, I start feeling ashamed because I really believe in our democracy and so on. And that without voting, you don't have democracy. It just doesn't exist. And if somebody...
Well, I'm not really sure what the value of democracy is anyway. I mean, it seems like we've...
Let him make a statement.
Got two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. But what is it that you're so frustrated with?
It's the electronic voting. I wondered for a long time how the votes could have turned out the way they were, the way I was watching them through the whole period of time that they're getting ready for it, so to speak. Then when I started hearing about this, it started to make sense to me that, you know, because when you got billions of dollars, you can buy the vote. And especially if you own these machines, what's to stop you? You know, you've got the whole thing to yourself.
Yeah, I believe they have done some audits of the software and have found that it's weak and that there certainly could be ways to take advantage and hack and that kind of thing. And, well, you know, now what are you going to do? They've taken over the voting system, so what's next?
Well, get rid of the machines.
But how likely is that?
I don't know. Maybe we need more, what's the name of those people?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Thanks, Rick, for your call tonight. Appreciate it.
I live in a town where they vote on pieces of paper, and you fill it in with a number two pencil. It's not read by a machine. It's read by a human being.
Really? They don't have the machine thing
that
you put
them in?
They do
not have a machine. No. It's photographed piece. What is the term? Xeroxed, photocopied pieces of paper, and you write down, you just write it in.
Interesting.
And
I didn't know that the voting methods differed from town to town in New Hampshire. Because here in Keene, there's like a sort of a Scantron-looking thing. You use a marker to marker in. What are you using?
Pencils.
Interesting. So it's different.
So, and you can go and watch them count the vote and see the results. And the results are pretty similar to the results anyplace else. You know, our town's pretty evenly split between Republicans and Democrats, and that means that nobody's ever happy with the results of an election, that it should have been this way or it should have been that way. And I don't, it's not that I don't trust the machines because they can be hacked. Have they been hacked? Well, I don't know. I would suggest that there are people on both sides of the political spectrum, neither of which I endorse generally, although I'm an elected Republican, they have plenty of money to buy elections if that's what they want to do. So I would say that the competition between the two parties for that is probably what's keeping anyone honest, if honest can be used in the area of elections at all.
Let's go to Scott in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Scott.
Hello, gentlemen. I know you were going to talk about this situation in Baltimore with the corrections department. You know, they had an issue with recording the police a few years ago, and they had a big case. And at least the police department for the city of Baltimore, I swear that I'll praise any government entity, but I thought they really came out with a very good policy regarding recording the police. One of the things they did was they wrote it down, you know, so it's affirmatively stated.
Okay.
And it's part of their patrol guide or whatever they call it, you know, their standard operating procedures. It's now part of the training. I believe it was part of the court settlement. But I thought they really spelled it out. It's, it's reasonable. And I was wondering if you guys got a chance, if you might give it a little bit of a read. It's Baltimore Police Department General Order J.
You're just going to have to summarize it, man. I mean, I've got all kinds of things I can spend my time reading. And
not tonight.
Police
not tonight,
policy is not one of, not towards the top of that list. I mean, I presume that they are supposed to respect people recording them, right? Like, that's the summary?
Yes, they spell it out to the officers. Hey.
I think it's a good idea.
Presume you're going to be recorded anytime you're in public, and here's the people's rights. Now, there are occasions, you know, you have to respect that and stop. You know, it's not hindering, and, you know, there are exceptions when you when it is in the way or when you may possibly seize it as evidence, and then you still can't review it. You can only seize it, and then you have to get a court order and whatnot. I thought it was reasonable, and but it was part of the training, so it's spelled out to every officer. It's not just
and that is important. In the case of the video that we were going to play, but probably are not going to have time for tonight, that was the Department of Corrections officers who were being threatening and intimidating towards the people who were trying to record them. Thanks, Scott, for the call tonight. I think more departments do need policies like that, and they need to make them clear to their officers. And we're seeing that happen slowly, but, man, if the cops ignore the policy, then all they get is a slap on the hand. I mean, there's a stern talking to, maybe at most, that will happen to them. All right. Next time, don't break their camera, Jimmy. Let's go to the phones here. I believe we got a gentleman calling from Madison on the back lines here. Hey there. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man. How you doing, Ian?
Am I allowed to say who you are?
No, let's not do that. No, let's not do that.
All right.
Hey, I wanted to bring something up. We can say that you're from Sarasota, right? So we just did?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Florida. Mark and myself are both there.
Okay, so I know you're from Sarasota. We know each other from back in the day.
Yes.
Did you see today, did you see the deal with Trump's rally? Did you see that there was an actual live elephant outside of the rally, and they had painted on the elephant, Trump, make America great again, on the actual live elephant they had. Oh, I'm not kidding you at all.
Oh, God.
Which, look, I'm not going to pretend I'm not going to be like a big PETA person. I'm a huge animal person. But what in the hell is the purpose? A live elephant and what you're spray painting on a live, I don't even care that Ringling is based there or whatever the hell, all that crap. Are you serious? A live elephant outside the rally.
Hold on. So this was in Sarasota where this happened?
This was in Sarasota today.
Wow. I guess it's just a spectacle, right? I mean, this is it's literally a circus now. They've brought out the elephants.
It literally is a circus. Trump is literally a circus. Yes, absolutely. I did that.
I guess I don't have a problem with the paint, but it is silly. I guess is what I would say. I mean, if they had a painted woman out there or a painted man out there.
Well, you know, I would even, I think if I was his campaign manager, I would look at this and go, okay, I get it. The elephants are symbol and everything else. But I would sit there and go, Mr. Trump, don't you think that maybe this is going to start giving in to those people who call this a circus sideshow?
Thanks for the call from Madtown, Wisconsin. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, when's Trump going to, hook up with some clown makeup as well? I think that would complete the outfit.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape,
Not in the mood like you used to be?
Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men, tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.